It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's gotta be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy.
Starting off with some breaking news that we've been following for you all morning long. Phoenix firefighters say a pickup truck driver is dead after they crashed into a building and caught fire. Can you walk us through the timeline of what happened and what you're seeing now?
But we can still see the building right behind us. You see where that collision happened, that big hole right there. That is where investigators say this investigation is still ongoing. Phoenix Fire Captain DJ Lee says around 10 p.m. last night, firefighters responded to reports of a traffic collision. According to first responders, when crews arrived, they found a pickup truck which collided with a commercial building and caught fire. Captain Lee says firefighters battled the flames from outside the building, only entering the structure when they gained control of the blaze. When crews went inside the building, they confirmed at least one person inside the truck was dead, and police are still investigating how this crash happened. Reporting live in Phoenix, David Chasnoff, 12 News today, Nizzy.
Tim, thanks so much for coming in and joining us today on Resin Mastery.
Oh, I'm super happy to be here, Ian.
You have been through the ringer lately, right? And Rachel, you know this story. We know this story, but a few of our customers know this story, but it's amazing. So July 27th, I get a call and you're asking me to basically pray for the company, right?
I'm ABC 15 reporter Eleni Dow. There was a crash that happened here near 15th Avenue and Grant Sunday night where one person ran into a building and died. We're taking a look at what happened.
We've got an interesting intersection here, and this would be the third time a vehicle's run into our building.
Not once or twice, but three times. That's how often business iCoat, a decorative concrete company, has had cars run into their building or poles nearby.
Somebody's truck lost control and went right through our main warehouse building where we store all of our product.
The crash happened Sunday night near 15th Avenue and Grant Street.
Today it feels terrible because now we're behind the ball on everything. We've got customers nationwide, worldwide even.
Phoenix police say 25-year-old Jose Valenzuela Cota drove into the building and caught it on fire. After towing what's left of the truck, authorities say he passed away at the scene.
This intersection's really dangerous. People don't realize that when they're coming out here, there's a blind corner.
While police are still investigating the crash, Phelps says they're working quickly to try and get back on track.
I was just worried that we wouldn't have a business to come to, but it looks like we're going to be able to get everything fixed up and rebuilt.
In Phoenix, Eleni Dow, ABC 15, Arizona.
The night of the 27th, I guess it was a Sunday night, I get a call just after midnight. So I guess it would have been the 28th, early in the morning, from my buddy who owns the building that we are in. And he said, hey, the police are going to be calling you. There's an incident, and it's extensive damage. So I was like, okay, well, that's kind of weird. But then he proceeded to tell me there had been a truck that crashed through the side of the building going very, very fast. The driver unfortunately passed. The truck blew up. The building lit on fire. And he was going so fast it pushed a big rack of tooling, a lot of equipment, and about 2,000 gallons of epoxy many, many feet to the other end of the building. It spilled all over the floor. So when I went down there on Monday morning, you know, I spoke to the police. They said the fire department didn't get done putting the fire out for about 5 hours. It was that big. And
that's the crazy part. The whole thing was on fire. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like there's a little fire in an area or the car's on. The whole building's on fire.
Yeah, it burned everything inside to a crisp, you know. There wasn't anything left. But so we went in there Monday morning, and we had just brought over Friday, that Friday before this happened, we had just brought over a new shipment from the plant. So we had, another 8 or 10 pallets of epoxy that we wouldn't have had if we would have just waited until Monday.
Probably delivered on Monday,
We were supposed to go get it on Monday. And I kind of wish we did, because it wouldn't, at that rate, it really wouldn't have affected anything to have the inventory. But we had to make a plan.
I want to dig in here, right? So you've got Sunday night, Monday morning, there is ABC, NBC, there's every news station, CBS you can think of, outside our building, filming the building on fire.
Yeah.
Right? And a huge hole. And if you guys go online, we've got video of it online. Go to our website and just Google it. We'll put it on there as a video. Or you can go online and actually, you know, go get it from NBC's site. But it's amazing. We've got all these news people covering this. So I'm praying, but I'm also, you know, sad to see this guy's lost his life. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, so what's the future of the company? But you didn't seem unfazed by it. You are very stoic through this, which was a great place to be. So maybe dig in, like, what was your headspace at that point to, like, where do we go from here?
Well, I get that from my dad, actually. He would stress about little things, but if something big happened, you know, it was just like, what do you do?
How are you really?
Gonna,
so he had that.
Yeah. How are you going to deal with it? You know, you got to go on. And Chance was a big help in taking point on a lot of this, too. But we met Monday morning down there, kind of assessed. And at that time, you couldn't even go in the building at all. It was still smoking, really. Smelled terrible. A lot of burned up epoxy. A couple thousand gallons, maybe somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 gallons.
Oh, wow.
Spilled all over the floor. So we couldn't even really go in there. So we've kind of tried to assess, what do you do? I reached out to the company whose company truck hit the building, spoke with them, got their insurance information, things like that. And then as far as continuing the business, we decided that what we would do very, very temporarily was set up a structure, a tent, with sides in the we have a big courtyard between our two buildings, as you know, in there. And so we did. We called the company. They came out, set up something that was operational for a short period of time. You know, obviously, we didn't want to work out of that too much in the summertime.
Right, because you got to think, it's 110 degrees out.
Yeah, 140 inside the tent.
Exactly, but, like, temperature controlled.
You know, we could package, and we had trucks that picked up, and we did everything. We were actually down completely. We had no inventory for about 4 days, which is really a pretty short period of time.
Right.
You know, and after the weekend, we get a lot of orders in over the weekend, and we called through every one of the people and spoke directly to the customers and said, hey, this happened. We expect to be able to ship everything out within a short period of time, a week.
But here's the crazy part, right? You've got our customers, a lot of them, like most businesses, right? They're managing their inventory. They have orders come in they need to fill. They need the product to help them fill their inventory. And as we're heading into wedding season, to busy season, boom, you have this happen, right? So to our customers out there, you guys who actually stepped up and said, look, we're with you, we're supporting you through this, we'll wait. Mm-hmm. God bless those people, right? And thank you so much, because, like, I think that is a huge testament to the relationship, that these people didn't say, do you mind if I just order from somebody else for the next week? But they knew that they couldn't get the same quality if they went anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So they're willing to wait.
Yeah, and they were fantastic, really. You know, they're like, oh my God, that's horrible. Sorry to hear that. And, you know, hey, I'm fine with that, you know. And it was really a blessing to see that they would, you know, they supported us in the same way that we always support them. You know?
Right. Absolutely. So, okay, so you've got this situation. You're setting a tent up. You're doing orders from there. But it doesn't even end there, does it? It's not like, okay, now we can just go on there. Then we have the issue with people jumping the fence, coming in at night because we no longer have a secure facility.
Yeah, that we've had a lot of that, actually. Yeah. And at first it was like, okay, they come in and I don't know. They're not right. You know, it's like they're cutting cords off of the refrigerator and stealing that, and they're taking weird things and putting them into a trash can and rolling stuff up and leaving it there. And it was just strange. But we didn't want people in the building for a number of reasons. We didn't want them taking the things that were of value, which, you know, has happened. And we didn't want them hurting themselves in there and having another issue as far as that goes. So it was dangerous in there. There was things all over the floor, spilled, pushed from the truck, from the fire department. Yeah. It was dangerous in there, and we didn't want people in there. So we ended up putting in some cameras, new ones that were not burned up.
Right, exactly.
And we got that going, and we, you know, started calling the police, and they ended up getting the word out that they weren't going to tolerate it. So it was really, you know, it turned out fine.
Right.
We haven't had anybody in there in a week or 10 days at this point.
So the tent didn't work or wasn't a long-term solution. So next step was the building we're in now, which is a secondary warehouse over here in Tempe.
Yeah. It worked out pretty well because I was over. I had to get everything together for the insurance. You know, what is this and what was that? And, you know, we built a trade show booth ages ago, probably 10 or 11 years ago, that we, you know, we updated as every year, but I didn't know what the core components of the booth were going to cost to replace because it'd been a minute. So I went and met with my friend Buff, and he's the guy that built the booth, did the signage and things like that originally. So I went and met with him and was telling him what happened, and he said, gosh, my neighbor next door, he's going to close his business and he needs somebody to sublease the property. Oh,
yeah,
do you think? And then then it was, hey, I don't know if it's going to be 4 months or 8 months, but it doesn't matter because I was willing to rent us the building for however long we needed, up to 8 months.
Right. So, and now we're back to, I wouldn't say back to normal, but if products flowing, we've got inventory coming in. And again, like, we wanted to tell this story because when you see the pictures and you, we're going to post videos, the news videos, and we actually had ABC 15 come back and they did an interview with you, which is another video that people can find on the website and on a special link, and will be going out as part of an email as well. But it's amazing. It, like, you know, it's a real testament to you, Tim, that, like, you're able to fight through this and not... I know people who are probably curled up in a ball, and I also know people who would have really struggled through this as well. But obviously, like, you know, your love for the people you serve and just that servant heart that you have sort of made this way you came through it. And out of that, okay, now we're heading back into good times, but you're also heading into something really special, which is your daughter's wedding.
Yeah, for sure. We're really happy about that.
Rachel, it's time for you to throw in here and tell a little bit about your wedding.
I know, I was letting you guys really go back and forth on that one. Yeah, so October 4th, so it's officially 23 days from today.
Wow.
Which is very exciting and crazy because personally, I'm like, wow, like, I don't know, the first couple, we started counting down at 84 days, so quick engagement. And I was like, oh my goodness. And now that we're down to, like, within the last month, I'm like, that's crazy. Like, no, that's wild. Like, not no in a bad way, but, like, it's just coming up super fast. And it is anxiety inducing when it comes to just realizing that, like, wow, that with marriage comes a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
It's not just all fun and games. It's not just like, oh, well, you know, like, we're just gonna figure it out. Like, I mean, you will just figure it out, but, like, being dedicated to somebody, that's a lot of responsibility. And along with all the planning, it's stressful. And leading up to a wedding, I think that it's kind of, a lot of people don't talk about it, but during the planning, it's you know, you can, if you don't come together and learn how to agree with one another or compromise or whatever, that can pose certain issues. So it's just like, wow, learning how to navigate that too is very special, and it gives you a good look into how marriage is going to go.
So Tim, you've actually got an announcement to make in and around everything that's going on with Rachel's wedding.
I do.
Yeah.
We're doing a contest, and it's multifaceted, but essentially with a lot of free epoxy involved, and also we're going to pay you to preserve her wedding bouquet, which is going to be very exciting. And there's, you know, there's a lot of different prizes too. I'll let Ian explain the contest itself, but we're super excited to celebrate Rachel's wedding and also promote our new epoxy Ultra.
Right, which is another announcement.
I know you were wanting me to say that, but I'm real excited about that, and I'll have Ian explain some of the things, and then I'm sure he's got questions for me.
So the amazing part is that when we see people who are blessed, and Rachel, you and I have interviewed so many of these different people and talked to people about the preservation work they do. They pour their heart into it.
Yes.
And I think for you, coming from where, you know, you're going to have something really specially made out of your bouquet by an amazing artisan who works with us, that's going to be a memory gift that you're going to have for a long time. It's fantastic.
Oh yeah, I'm very excited. And also just to think about the fact that it could be somebody who maybe just newly tuned in or has been with us from the start of this podcast, because it's like, wow, it's coming up. I keep thinking like, oh my gosh, I'm pretty sure we started in October of last year.
I think we did, yeah.
Episode, so we're coming up also on like our 1 year.
Because remember we missed National Epoxy Day last year as well.
Yeah, I think it was like October like 11th and we did it October 15th. So I'm like, wow, that's really crazy. Like, just thinking about that, like maybe some of you have been listening for a whole year and been tuning in and really sticking with us through how life changes. And that's also going to be super meaningful to me to be able to have not only a reminder of the podcast, of the wonderful business that Tim, my dad, has made and the hard work that he's put into it. Like, it's a problem child, you know, through my life. And, you know, just all that hard work, but as well as the bouquet that it's encasing is just embodying the idea of marriage and reminding me of my wedding. So I'm very excited and I cannot wait to hear who's won and to hear about the interaction that we're getting in regards to that, because I know it's going to be really wonderful.
Yeah, so in a minute we're going to go over what that competition is. I mean, there's some really exciting prizes for people, but Tim, we're doing this not just because Rachel's getting married, that's a bonus. We're not just doing this because we're coming, the phoenix rising from the ashes, from the destruction, but because you got a brand new epoxy to release on the world, the HV Ultra Casting Epoxy.
Yeah, actually it's funny because we were talking about doing the unveil prior to either one of those two things happening. When I found out that Rachel was getting proposed to, we'd been discussing this for a month, 2 months, trying to figure out, hey, what's the timing? What's it going to look like? And then when I found that out, I was like, oh, this is perfect, actually.
Yeah,
this works out really well.
And look, for everyone out there listening as well, like this whole crash, and the reason these stories are all tied together is because I was worried it was going to scuttle our timing on everything and push us too far into the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we've been really blessed, and again, with your stoicism through this, that we're able to pretty much stay on track. So, Tim, let's tell people about HV Ultra. I've seen it, and I'm pretty wowed by it, but give us the why. Why are we releasing a new casting epoxy, and what's really special about it?
Okay, first let me tell you what it isn't. It isn't a replacement for the standard HB.
Right.
It's different than the standard HB. We've been making that one a really long time, and it's become the standard for floral preservation across the industry.
Yep.
And we have a lot of gals that have been using it for a very, very long time. We're not discontinuing that. I really like the effect of the HV as well. The Ultra is different because what I didn't want to do was I didn't want to start tweaking formulations on something that's wildly successful and changing things and making, you know, because then people will say, well, yeah, I don't like it as much as it used to. And I understand that because, I'm from the chemical background and concrete and things like that, and I didn't like it when something was new. I don't even like the new fish at Costco, for God's sakes. Changes are not great. So if you got something that works, leave it alone. But it's about four and a half, five years ago, I started taking a look at some of the things that I could do that we weren't able to do the first time or didn't know enough about, and started kind of just formulating something and testing it, and when you're formulating and testing something, you want to go through the gamut. You don't want to just throw something on the shelf and say, "Hey, this is great." Well, how do you know? How do you know what it's going to look like in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? You don't.
Right. We need that long-term testing.
You need it, yes. and not just we can age things on purpose more quickly, and we do. We test things like that a lot, but that's not the same as testing something in the field with actual artists using actual flowers. So we came up with a couple of formulations. I used it myself, was impressed, sampled it out to a number of people, you know, and we're making small batches, 20 to 50 gallons in the lab mixer at this point. So tested it out, sampled it out. Got some feedback, some praise, some criticism, changed up some things, on and on and on. And here we are 4 years later. This last formula is probably, I'm going to say, two and a half years old, where we figured, hey, that's a home run and we really like it. So we've had a number of people that we've coordinated with, and we said, this is top secret. You can't say a word. And overall, they've done a pretty good job of keeping it under wraps. But I'm very excited. We've proven this in the field. We've proven it in the lab. We've proven it with the test results that I've made things with it. And I've been very, very happy in it's a really good product. As far as being different than the HV, the standard HV, the Ultra HV, it has a masking agent, which a lot of people like. It gives you a little bit more of a cooler look.
Yeah, I love that, actually. I love the way it looks.
Yeah, it's really good. I don't know. I'm torn. I really like the warm look of the HV, but I the clarity on the Ultra is just fantastic. So we put a masking agent. I had debated on whether doing that to the HV a long time ago, and I thought I can't change midstream. I just can't.
You're right, because that warm color does mean something, and the cooler color the HV Ultra puts off is different use cases, right? So there'll be different things that you'll make with it that will suit perfectly versus, I think, the flower range, the flower preservation market, why would they change? Right, yeah, because it works and it's brilliant. It lasts a long time. It's got longevity. It's got bubble release. It's got all those things.
We've had a lot of the gals that like it better. We have a lot of the girls that don't like it as much.
So it's
kind of a personal thing. You know, so when you go to a car dealership, you know, you're not going to only have black cars there. Right. You're going to have, I mean, that would be okay for me because that's all I ever buy. But I know people that only buy white cars. Yeah. Or colored cars or whatever. So it's just different. But some of the other things that we were able to improve, it's got a better bubble release. It just does. It's a new technology. And it's easier.
So would you say for people getting started with flower preservation who are maybe not that experienced, this could be a great starter? Casting epoxy for them to start with?
Definitely. It would definitely be very, very good for beginners. The other, you know, as far as better bubble release, by the time that the other artists that have been doing this a long time that are pros, the bubble release is all by itself. They know what they're doing. So when you end up with zero bubbles or very few bubbles, what's improved bubble
release, right? Exactly.
Right? I mean, it's something that they just do as a course of business every single day. I will say the improvement that, for me, makes a lot of sense is the maximum volume you can pour.
When you told me about this, I thought, this is a game changer.
Yeah, it's capable of doing significantly more per pour than the standard HV.
You said up to 50% more, right? Which is huge. Now, is that by volume? Is that by mass?
If you were normally pouring a half inch, you could easily do 3/4, which is 50% more.
Right.
I've had gals that are telling me they're going deeper than that in, you know, certain size, but it's again, it goes back to you need to build your own data points because, you know, here in Phoenix today, it's really humid and it's usually dry. So I'm going to pour less today than I would have 2 weeks ago when it was really, you know,
humidity
17% humidity versus 50% humidity. So it's about building data points for that. But I would guess that a very safe assumption is you could go easily 50% more than you're used to going.
Which is fantastic. So for our listeners, HV Ultra Casting Epoxy will be pre-order ready on September 22nd. Ooh. It is going to be out, Rachel, just around your wedding as well.
Yes.
So we're releasing it just at the time to celebrate your wedding as well. So around that same date. And that's when it'll be, you know, fully in the field. Everyone can buy it, everyone can order it, and everyone can bring it in. So we have three major things here. We've got the release of Ultra. We've got Rachel, you getting married. We've got the story of, like, the Phoenix rising from the ashes with the tumultuous moment that we've been through. So what better way to celebrate that than to put together a competition that every one of our customers is able to partake in? Whether you have ordered once or 1,000 times, you can be involved in this. And Tim, I talked to you about it, and I was kind of amazed by the level of prizes you're willing to give away. And I understand it. Celebrate your daughter, celebrate, like, marriage, celebrate the new release. And I think it's fantastic. So we're having a competition that's going to start, and it's going to start on September 22nd. And you'll be able to start really getting involved. Rachel, you and I gave one of the treasure hunt words in the last episode.
Yes, we did.
Can you remind everyone what it is so they can do it again?
It was Isaiah. It was my fiance's name. So if you guys heard that in the last one, then good for you. And if you didn't, then probably just go back and listen to it anyways, just for fun.
Exactly. And just so everyone realizes why that's important, because this is a competition where points make prizes. So let me tell you first what you can win. Give us the prizes. It's not like you give one prize away or two prizes away. Talk us through the prizes.
Okay, so we wanted to be, you know, make this a big thing. Go big or go home, as far as I'm concerned. So the first prize, which I'll let you explain what the point system is.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Is actually, the first prize is 20 gallons of epoxy.
Wow.
And so and also, you get to preserve, I'm paying you to preserve the wedding flowers for her.
That is amazing. That's a huge prize.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
I think it's
great.
I want incentive for everybody to participate. It doesn't have to be just big artists. We want every single person to participate. So this is why I put together this prize package. Second prize is 10 gallons of epoxy.
Which is still huge.
Yeah, it's a great day. 10 gallons of epoxy.
Yes.
Third prize is 5 gallons of epoxy. And then we really wanted a lot of other prizes to be out there. And the fourth through the 10th prize, you're going to get 2 gallons of epoxy.
Wow.
But you also get to cross-promote us and your business on our
social media.
But that's your forte, so I'll let you explain that.
So, Tim, they're amazing prizes. So basically, 10 people have the chance to win something. And Rachel, you and I talked about this in other episodes as well. You buy a gallon of epoxy, the profit margins in that are great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you just buy a few ounces and you could make you could make your money back on just that, and probably 50% more than that at the very minimum.
Exactly. And if you're making ring holders, preserving flowers with it, doing coasters, whatever you're doing, to have, you know, not just this epoxy, because this is going to people who do things with it and are very good. It's not like you go to a county fair and, oh, I want a couple of bottles of epoxy, but I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
You know, this is people who know what to do. They're already in the business. So, Tim, this is hugely generous prizes, 10 prizes, a lot of epoxy plus money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it blows me away. So we had to think, okay, how can we make this fair so everyone could do it? And my background's marketing, and I do a lot of social media marketing for people. And here's what I thought. I thought, not only do we help you promote your own business, but by tagging us with Icode Epoxy, either on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, you will get points for every time you tag us. And you'll be thinking, well, isn't this just all about you guys? No, because by you engaging in this competition, you can't lose, because you're only going to promote your business better. Mm-hmm. And for people who are maybe not very good at it, they're going to learn from all the other artists who are doing clever things to promote their businesses. Yeah. So they're going to get to see and engage with all the others. So you're going to get points for tagging us on social media. Then if you subscribe to the Resin Mastery podcast, you get 5 points. And how do we know you've subscribed? Because you found the treasure hunt worked.
Yes, exactly.
No, that's retroactive. So people that are already subscribed are also getting 5 points.
Absolutely. They'll get 5 points too. But you've got. But we will ping you for what's the treasure hunt word.
Yep.
So you want to know what that is. So as well, when you collaborate with us on social media, now all of a sudden you collaborate with us on social media and you can actually get 3 points for each collaboration as well. Because we've got a pretty big following on all our platforms. You've got a following. By combining, we amplify that message out there. More people get to know about your stuff.
So, and just for like simpletons like myself, people who don't do marketing, so what would that collaboration look like exactly? Would it just be like a, like, explain that.
Yeah, it's functional.
Bit.
So on both TikTok and on Instagram, you can actually send us a collaboration request. Mm-hmm. And then we post your item on our page.
Ah. I personally love to collaborate.
Yeah, it's
every
great.
Time I see one, I'm like, score. I love that.
Yeah, no,
it's just to say.
It is. It's a great way of doing it. I've also set up a special email address. It's RMP for Resin Mastery Podcast, RMP@icoatepoxy.com. And in there, if you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe they won't see it, or maybe they're not going to know I've subscribed to the podcast, you can use that email address all day long. Comes to me. I'll be talking with you daily, Tim, about logging points so we can actually understand where everyone's at in this. So we also got another way you can earn points. There's a registration page on the website. If you go to the website and you go to icoatepoxy.com/win-free-epoxy. There'll be a page there. You register on that. You'll get your starter points. We know you're in the competition at that point in time. So, look, everyone's got a great shot at this. Some people may be big users but not great at social media. It'll help them improve. Other people, they may be small users, great at social media. It'll help them grow their business. Yeah. So within here, you have every chance possible to come in and win it. So to recap, winner gets 20 gallons of epoxy, gets to preserve Rachel's wedding bouquet, and gets paid for it. Second prize, 10 gallons of epoxy. Third prize, 5 gallons of epoxy. And then fourth through 10th, so 10 different people get a chance to win, and you get 2 gallons of epoxy. So great prizes, get involved. And I just think it's amazing. So, Tim, thank you for joining us. This is an amazing year that started off just like every other year, but all of a sudden you met with all these challenges. Mm-hmm. We overcome, your daughter's getting married, life's changing in that way. Pretty amazing, right?
Pretty amazing. Do you mind if I update everybody on where we're at with the building and everything?
Please,
right?
Yeah.
iCoat is a local business that has been here in downtown Phoenix for 16 years, but you can see behind me, their entire warehouse has been reduced to ash. Now they're finally rebuilding after a car rammed through and exploded this entire building.
We just started today, so we've got 2 full dumpsters as of today.
The cleanup now ramps up for Tim Phelps and his crew at their Phoenix warehouse near 15th Avenue and Grant Street. 5 weeks after all this.
They said the guy was doing almost 100, the police told me.
Police said one person died after crashing into the warehouse late July. The impact setting this business up in flames.
$150,000 worth of racking and equipment and tools, and probably about the same or just a little bit more in inventory. So $300,000+.
That's huge for a small business.
It's massive.
Since then,
that's really been the biggest challenge, is continuing the business while we're dealing with this.
The company has a new temporary space in Tempe, but their goal is to come back.
From right now, maybe 3 months is really doable.
The challenges to get there, though, include more than just insurance hiccups, but also people frequently trespassing.
We put a camera in here, and you'd be surprised at how much we deal with that.
As a gaping hole remains in the side.
Block's going to start going in Monday, so we won't be dealing with that anymore. It'll be just everything else.
Phelps says he's grateful for customers who are helping keep things going while he rebuilds his life work.
It's just overcoming challenges, you know? I mean, it's like life is throwing something at you. And, you know, what do you get? I don't stress about things I can't control.
In Phoenix, Lillian Donahue, Arizona Tonight.
I was thinking about it while we were talking about that. But we got the building entirely cleaned out at this point. I had a piece of equipment I bought a long time ago that I'm so glad that I still had. It's a floor chipper.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, we had challenges with the cleanup crew that was there. They weren't getting much done. They were very inefficient. So we took that, as you know, Ian, I'm a general contractor too. But so we called in our crew and started cleaning up.
And that's in the ABC 15 video.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the crew is doing that. But as of that video, we that was the first day we had gotten started doing it. And as of now, it's all the way cleaned out. We've got the block going in currently. It's going along very, very well. Roof comes off next week. I fully expect that within 3 months, we're going to be back in there. It's occupied a lot of my time. And I apologize to anybody that has tagged me on Instagram. I promise I'm going to get caught up really soon. I've been really, really preoccupied
with this.
We should
give them points for that. If they're registered for the competition and you're going back tagging them, let's give them points for that.
You better hurry up because I'm getting... I caught up quite a bit yesterday.
Oh, okay.
but I've been remiss in that because when I get home after it's been, you know, it's been 120 degrees
yeah.
here.
Yeah, right.
And at least that hot in a terrible warehouse. And
yeah.
with the PPE you got to wear
with all the
epoxy and stuff in there, it's really been a brutal... you know, couple of 2-3 weeks as we're getting cleaned up. So if anybody's like, why hasn't Tim responded? Because I always do.
You're very
good. If you tag me,
yeah.
I'm going to comment and most likely share.
Right.
So if anybody's like, well, gosh, I feel bad because Tim hasn't been on there as much lately.
That's exactly why.
So exactly. I did want to clarify that.
No, thank you. I think it's going to be an amazing end to the year, and I think, you know, God gives us trials and sometimes challenges us to how much we can carry. And I think this is a moment where we've come through this, and I think this celebration of that is just a great way to give back as well.
Agreed.
So thank you so much for that. So again, wrapping up the show, thank you so much again for joining us. We're really thrilled with our audience. It's growing on all the podcast channels, on Rumble, on YouTube. And thank you again for joining us. So until next time, Resin Mastery, explore an iCode epoxy, win free epoxy, and then we'll see you next time.